It's time for the emergency break of the week.
He's sitting there beating them off and then...
Yes, I'm sorry.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Now, why would he do the cops a favor like that?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No, he's...
He's fighting
He's them. Punching them to...
Okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
To try to get them off of him.
Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, sir. 888-787-1310 is the number for you, the Dry Dock P1, to vote on the emergency break of the week. Brought to you by Classic BMW of Plano, Jake Kemp and Eli Jordan, and Brian Damaris. We will present you with three candidates, and you can vote. And please just vote. I'm begging you.
It's Christmas.
I'm begging you. Yes, it is Christmas, which means that we had Normathon. And our first candidate comes to us from Normathon. Now, I could probably introduce both of our Norm e-breaks today with Norm getting dark, but for two different reasons. The first one here is when Norm is talking to, I believe, Pat Green and Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman interview. Pat Green showed up at Normathon and jumped in.
So take it away, Norm.
Pat, do you know
I'll
the song?
I'll tell you about the end.
Yeah. Do you know the song, Lord, I Hope Today Is Good?
Oh, Don Williams, for sure.
Yes.
Great.
Well, you're singing at my funeral.
Whoa.
Will you stop?
Oh, that took a turn.
Hey, it's only 11:30. You've got way more time to feel tonight, bro.
Got at least... at least 20 more hours.
We need you for at least 10.
I got to make these reservations. You never know, man. We got 11
we're
hours.
We're going to Bob's
go.
Coming up. At least,
make it some dinner.
After 10 p, you can do whatever you want. But not until then, buddy boy. Until then.
Greatness.
Next up.
Yeah, death plans will derail the show.
You play it at my funeral.
We also got a Norm man. You got to make these plans, man.
I love
and then
how,
the maniacal Arthur Fleck laugh as right. well for about 35 seconds.
I love how Saroy and Donovan weren't really concerned that he was making funeral arrangements,
just that he made it
to 10.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. That's the tightrope those guys are walking. We don't want to talk about your
Of course, Jake was sitting there rubbing his hands together.
Oh, no. Come on.
I wonder if he'll play Wave on Wave at my funeral.
Whatever you want. I'm sure you could get that done.
Jake, do you have a
request
slot
in for Wave
funeral?
On Wave?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a slot in his funeral?
Like, am I...
A speaking role?
I'm just up there with a big bottle of champagne.
You just play Waiting for a Ticket Host to Die?
Yeah. No.
I don't think Pat will play that one.
Mary sending out Save the Dates.
Oh, man.
Got a promo crew there.
Ticket t-shirts. They got the little putting green set up for when you do a cell phone store appearance.
Tommy Castillo has a tear in his eye.
Pop up banner behind the casket.
Yeah. All right, so there's candidate number one, Norm, planning his own funeral with Pat Green. Candidate number two, this is also Norm, but it's not from the Normathon. And like I said, Norm gets dark could apply to both of these e-breaks.
And the man takes a photo of him, sits down next to him, pets him, then unties him from the bench and leaves with him. You know, there are all sorts of colored souls in this world. This one. No. This soul is dark. Why would you steal another person's dog? Especially around Christmas time.
Well, if you need to bring all that into it.
Yes, I hope there's a lump of coal in that stocking.
So, obviously what he's attempting to say is, boy, there are some dark souls out there.
Yes. He just took a very long route to get there.
And instead phrase it as, there are so many colored souls out there.
And I went, and then tried to
you could hear,
tell him, I don't know why you took it there. And I don't think he ever caught on to what he said.
He definitely did not. Which makes me think of the time that LeBron was at a Cowboys game. And Norm said something like, you know, you could line up LeBron at tight end. I mean, you can't tell who's who with those type of people. They got to... So we're always like, did you just accidentally say that
wait a second.
All black people look the same to you? So there's candidate number two, Norm. Remember, you can vote at 888-787-1310. We may be having to do this one just by fiat, where we just announce it ourselves. Candidate number three, if you think that Eli is a trusted partner in the country force marriage to Ty Walker, he is not, and he ratted out an all-time great stammer from his partner.
You look now at Antonio Brown, and I give Mike Tomlin so much credit for what he was able to do with him, or you know, in, as on their roster. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, wow. That is a good one right there.
And he tried to blame that on me, by the way.
How?
He said that I looked at him like he had misspoken when he said Antonio Brown. He thought maybe he had said Antonio Bryant or somebody else. And he said I gave him a look like he had messed up, and that's what sent him flying off of the rails.
So if we have that
With him, or you know, in, as on their roster.
Oh, man. That's Reiner-esque. Let's hear the whole thing one more time.
You look now at Antonio Brown, and I give Mike Tomlin so much credit for what he was able to do with him, or you know, in, as on their roster. You know what I'm saying?
Man, a lot of stop and start there.
I'd like to put that up against Sean's Rick Carlisle
stand. It's very Rick Carlisle. It's very Mike. Well, that's Sean. But Mike has one that's similar to that, too. They all, it's something about the W sound. The what. All right, so let's do this. 888-787-1310. You guys have to punch him up in there. Little known fact, Eli. On bad radio, no one is allowed to touch the phones besides Dan. And he will yell at you if you do. So I don't know how to do this.
I don't either.
I have no idea.
No clue.
He's kept me from learning.
I'm assuming there's a mouse and a click or something. He got me.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who's your vote for?
I'd like to vote for Norm, and I love you madly, Eli Jordan.
Which Norm? You have to be specific.
Norm number two,
Norm number two. Okay, there you go. Thank you for your vote. Hello, sports caller. You're on the ticket. Who'd you like to vote for?
Ty Walker Chicken.
Okay. I missed that bit. Hello, you're on the ticket. Hello, who you vote for?
Phone call from
Oh, well. We have been graced.
Hello, Coco.
By a presence from Coco. Hello, how are you this morning? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yay, not hang up on Coco this week. Coco needs a vote.
Okay.
Coco, do special baby Jesus New Year feel good vote for Jake and Eli.
Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe you remember 1964 Burl Ives Rudolph TV special in which Yukon Cornelius tamed the giant Bumble.
I remember, yeah, definitely. Yes. Classic. It's a classic.
For vote today, Coco consult great spirit of gregarious abominable snow primate. Coco and the Bumble vote for Mr. 110 himself, Dark Norm Hitzigus.
It's a great vote, Coco.
Yeah, I'm going to take that as a number two. You know, he could just use the word Christmas. He doesn't have to do baby Jesus pre-New Year holiday fun time. Jeez, that kills me. All right. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who'd you like to vote for? You see, Eli?
You see this? It's a lot of layout. This is fun.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who'd you like to vote for? Mother of Christ.
President Flaxborn.
All right. We got perfect one. Boom.
It's official.
Hello, you're on the ticket. This vote now counts.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Norm number one, and I'd also like to vote for the Cowboys' next head coach.
We select a new, they have the black smoke pluming the from the star, yeah. All right, Norm number one has one. Norm number two has two. Ty has one. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who are you voting for?
Yeah, I'd like to cast my vote.
Yes, sir.
Gordon's baby arm and vaginal slice bowl more.
Oh, okay, two good votes.
Hello, you're on the ticket. With Eli Jordan.
Norm.
We should have been clearer about this, but I'm going to call that a number two, Norm, so we can get closer.
Is that Chan Ho, Norm?
I think so. Hello, you're on the ticket with avid golfers Eli Jordan.
Morning, boys.
Yo.
Good morning.
You got a good white elephant gift this year. Have you tried the Squatty Potty?
Oh, yeah. Big fan. Huge fan.
Well, dude, I'm telling you, this thing works. And in honor of the fact that I'm using it right now, I'm voting Norm number 2.
You ever seen one of those bad boys?
I have not.
So basically what it is if you think about the way you sit on the toilet, and a lot of people sort of lean forward a little bit, that's not the way that you would think that you would want things to flow.
So it has to do with
it's
spine angle?
A stool, yeah. It's a stool that you put your feet on so you kind of hike
oh,
your...
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You used one yesterday.
I've got one.
It's nice.
It's just a straight shot out the old
exactly.
backside.
Exactly. It's like you just turn your body into Der Stuga from from Wet n' Wild. And it's a Shark Tank product, too.
There you go.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who'd you like to vote for?
I'd like to vote for Norm's funeral.
All right. That's responsible and registered. Good morning. You're on the Normathon postgame show with Jake and Eli. Who'd you like to vote for? This is why I'm going to have to go to rehab. Because I'm going to leave here.
Oh, all right.
Just going to leave here and do the Denzel plane thing and just gulp a cheap bottle of vodka in my car. All right, hello, you're on the ticket. Who'd you like to vote for?
Yeah, can I vote? Is Rosengarten up this week? No?
Nope.
Surprisingly, no.
Then let me have Norm number 2.
All right.
Norm number 2.
That is
a
win.
A winner.
Norm on Souls.
That is his 111th win to close out 2019.
I like it.
And the man takes a photo of him, sits down next to him, pets him, then unties him from the bench and leaves with him. You know, there are all sorts of colored souls in this world. This one. No. This soul is dark. Why would you steal another person's dog? Especially around Christmas time.
Well, if you need to bring all that into it.
Yes, I hope there's a lump of coal in that stocking.
Jeez, man. He just plowed right ahead.
Yes, he did.
At Christmas time.
Very soft.